dependent on the Chief Executive's Remuneration Committee is one of the most troubling aspects of this proposal. It would provide the potential opportunity to influence the direction of the Chief Executive takes and undermine the required neutrality of a public office and official. This would be obvious to any neutral observer. This is where possible corruption creeps in. Insidious as rust. Do as we want, or you will not get a pay rise or a bonus. Subtly worded, of course. Another anti-democratic and deeply troubling issue was raised by many speakers, especially some older Te Arawa speakers. They mentioned Anzac Day to drive the point home. They fought for freedom and democracy, not for power over fellow citizens going to unelected people, not for disproportionate power going to any group of people. They fought and died for freedom and democracy. It's been said that some don't read too much of what comes into their inbox and some don't respond to emails. There may well be valid perception from Te Arawa that the city councillors, as distinct from the council, have not and are not listening to their concerns. One Friday afternoon presenter, Morris Meha, used his entire presentation time, and it was an outstanding presentation, to present an eye-opening litany of issues that are seemingly new or unheard from by the councillors and the city council concerning those businesses. Unfortunately, the list was so long there was no time for questions, but it made his point brilliantly. The evidence is that councillors and officials have not improved their capacity to consult since the Environment Court case that John Paul told us would cost the ratepayers over $1 million. And now we have the mayor buying local legal advice to back her personal ideology in the partnership plan when a leading national legal authority says the plan is not legally compliant. A third independent and nationally authoritative opinion must be sought quickly to minimise other massive financial risks to ratepayers. Going back to Friday afternoon presentation, one question I would have liked to have asked is this. Would a Te Arawa partnership model have been the solution for this group's issues? Would it have made a difference? As many of the problems described appeared to be long-standing grievances, the Te Arawa Standing Committee was obviously not a solution at the time when it was said to be not working well. Was that because Te Arawa's various houses are somewhat separate and divided and not working together as been suggested by other speakers, or for some other reason? The key issue may be that Te Arawa is a house divided, many houses as mentioned by other Te Arawa speakers, and not working together. Clearly Te Arawa is not a monolithic entity, as some would like to claim or think, but the fact remains there is a clear perception that the City Council is not listening. There's that consultation thing again. It would be that they need what the pro-democracy society has suggested, their own elected Maori policy advisory board where they can gradually resolve internal differences between diverse parties and then lobby the council as a coordinated entity. A throwaway comment during the afternoon tea break was that one small part of Te Arawa House was booking over $1 million per week in income. They do not need the generosity of the council. Another speaker spoke of the billions of dollars in assets that wider Te Arawa control. These are not small numbers and a massive credit to the movers of those parts of the Te Arawa business. No one is criticising Te Arawa's abilities. But why should economic power translate directly into political power? That is plutocracy, rule by the rich, not democracy, rule by the people. Wairau Te Arawa over a long period of time have been very generous to the Rotorua city and district. We should, and we do, remember this, but also realise that in no way one-sided, as the generosity was actually reciprocated from three sides, Te Arawa, the local settlers, and the central government. It wasn't one-sided or even two-sided, as some like to claim, but community development in everybody's interests. Te Arawa speakers have mentioned this many times. The relatively recent invention of lopsided obligations is a created myth. There's that consultation and cooperation between parties again. Someone is not listening. Consultation and sincere and genuine listening to the issues and then acting on this is what is required. Not partnership, but consultation. Partnership with specific groups is not mentioned in the Local Government Act 2002 or its amendments, as implied by the advocacy questions raised by various city councillors at these hearings. Their body language and questions make their predetermined positions very obvious. Try as they might, they can't make the word consultation mean partnership. They can't make contribute to decision-making processes mean participation in making a decision. I also think it's immoral that the council to increase costs on ratepayers far in advance of the consumer price index. The median income in the Rotorua district is now only in the low 20,000s. That's in the 2013 census. Many families are already struggling to pay rates in general household bills, especially but not limited to those on fixed incomes. Funding a parallel governance and administrative empire is unaffordable and unnecessary on top of the huge rate rise and large council funding shortfall that was advertised last week. In addition to the financial impact is the divisive effect of the partnership plan on the Rotorua people. In my street, which is very close to one of our sitting councillors, there is only one common road, one common water pipe, one common sewage pipe, one common rubbish collection, and one common footpath. We all share those resources. They are used by and belong to all of us in one Rotorua. My street is used by and lived in by a multitude of races, ethnicities, new citizens, and tribal affiliations, which are not, which cannot be separated, and nor should they be. We fail to get along in one Rotorua at our collective peril. The divisive effect of the partnership plan will be on all of us. It's been interesting to hear the different views of elder Te Arawa speakers as compared to the younger. But in this forum, we haven't heard much from the youth of Rotorua. While they may be the future, they are currently disengaged from any of these proceedings. It could also be that some choose not to engage in public policies, and we must respect the right of individuals not to participate. So the trick might be to maximise voluntary contributions through representative democracy without raising false expectations about being able to participate in the making of decisions. Those who believe that they could get their own way want absolute power, which is implausible in a diverse community with many legitimate interest groups. We need elected councillors to manufacture compromises or we'll have conflict. Notwithstanding this example of democracy being undermined by biased advice, Te Arawa can simply stand excellent candidates in the 2016 elections. It's my firm belief that Te Arawa candidates can and do get voted onto the council by all residents. Some at these hearings have told me in the last week that this is not so. However, look at the Honourable Trevor Maxwell as a long-term example, and Councillor Tania Tapsell as a long-term future, we hope. And many other cherished Te Arawa names from the past who long served on our city and district council. It is proof that our community will vote for good candidates of whatever tribe or race or family name. A ward system would not help, as many are either not on the roll at all or not on the Maori roll, but that's another topic. Such a ward system would also have to represent all Maori residing in one Rotorua from whatever tribe, not just broader Te Arawa groups or houses. Due to either perceived or actual lack of consultation, one group is naturally feeling aggrieved. But separatism is not a solution. Consultation is. It worked in the past. It can work in the future. You can clearly and unambiguously have genuine, sincere, meaningful consultation without having voting rights. That is unelected power over fellow citizens. The fact that I'm here right now is proof of that. I can't say I haven't been at least listened to, even if some may not agree with my position. It's amazing how accessible our councillors are and the council is. It's not hard to contact with email, phone or face-to-face. Those behind the various Te Arawa entities can and do have the access, the ability and the access to meet with anyone they wish at the council virtually at any time. There are no closed doors. There is a remarkable feature in our open democracy in this district. That's why I'm amazed that only a few brave souls on the council ignored the instruction to stay away from the information sessions that they had attended, and they would have picked up the undercurrent of resistance and the propaganda being pushed. The people are not stupid. Okay, so I guess we're running a bit short on time, am I? How many? Okay, just give us one chance to do two paragraphs then. It's amazing to me that the partners behind the partnership plan never seriously considered repairing the Te Arawa Standing Committee, which, according to most reports, was very successful for many years as an influential policy advisory group with highly effective relationships with mayors and councillors. Instead, it seems that the mayor's working party decided to complete the process of wrecking it, declared it dead, and then continued to work closely with the four young Turks who are only interested in getting more unelected power. And there's about two paragraphs left. At this stage of the proceedings, I would have expected a list of potential names to have been put forward by the promoters of the partnership plan so the people of Rotorua could see whom they were potentially getting to sit around unelected on council committees.
It is time, but do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I've literally got one paragraph. I asked at the council information sections as to whom the now up to 22 Te Arawa board members might be, but no such list was forthcoming. This is my last paragraph. That does not mean that there should not be compromise, sincere and meaningful consultation with Te Arawa and other groups at the City Council to address all areas of concern. Some to remedy past issues, which we've been hearing about, outstanding issues, which there are many, and many more issues likely in the future of our community. But as Mr. Ken Isles said on Friday afternoon, consultation is a valuable thing, but partnership is and means a different thing entirely. And thank you very much, all you councillors, for listening.
That was the full 10 minutes, so yep. It was over, actually.
Thank you.
But others have run a little bit over in the interests of concluding. Could I now ask Ken Kennedy, submission 1590, page 189. Good morning, Ken.
Tēnā koe te manukura. Te kauni e rānohe horoturua whakarongo mai. Kaori au ki te raki. Whakaraka te au ki te moana e pī ata ata mai ana ko te rotu iti ki te ai ihenga. Ka huri ki te hiku wai e ko mata whaura. Te ko hatu kōrero a piki au. Pikihia ngā hiwi o whakapau nāka. Ki ngā pātū watawata o pate iti. Tu atu kāhuka. Tu atu whakarongo pāti iti. Kā huri haere te titiro ki runga i ngā taumata kōrero a ngā tūpuna. He tau ā rai ā whio whio. I te rotarua nui ā kahumata momoe. Āriki i te tākere nui o te waka. He noho mai rā i ngā waipō kare kare ko te moti tapu a tinirau. Tā poko poko ane i ngā repo o te ngāi. Mā repa repa i te taihua kā hipa i te wai ohewa. Pātiti i te wai ki karamuramu. He ora whakamaru maru i ngā wai tukikiri o te iwi. Taka i atu te one ki o whata. E tūtū mai rā ngā whata ki te kai. Hūkere hia taku waka. I tāhere i te ara tītaha. Nā karu ki tā waenga ki puarenga. He pūkohu tāeri i te pukeroa. Kā tau ki kā waha e ko te pera o tangaroa. Te tū ahu pau kōrero rero mai ana te whenua. I raru i Hawaii ko te wai o hiro. He tinihanga kā ngaro ko te mana, kā ngaro te whenua. He wai rere mai te take o Pukepoto. He umutū ki te rangi. He kōpū ngā whā kā tupu i te awa o Waikuta. Kakehia iau te tihi o Nogataha Mauna. Ko te umuhanga i te tahawai a ngā patupaere. He ki iho ki te take, he kauwai o te moa, he tako te kauana. Te whakamarumaru o Ngāti Whakaue i te kōpū o Papatūnuka. Hi koe poto atu ki te kōnutu awo o Nongotaha. Mā tāpune i te take o te maunga. Hāngai atu ki te raho o te rangi pīere. Rukuhia te awa ki roto i ngā tahataha ko Parawai. He mahala ki te mārā i Hoeki. Tuarua ko te mārā i Maketu. Kauri e te pūaha ho Waiteti. Ki runga ki te torohanga o te puna o Wai o Rotoki. I te kōhatu pūkea kōhine tua hoanga. E tū tata mai rā ko te pā o pake e ke tāhuna. Noho anga o ngatua pau karakia whakakoe i te patu pauna. Kā te rea ui te i o te awa ki te mō ana putāti ki te weri weri. Aru aru taku waka ki te awa hau. Pū waho waho ngaka nohi te manga hōanga. Rangahau tonu i te atitahi ki pūirua. Taka ati ngā kōpuni kura manu kā tere i te wai. Hūkera taku waka i te taha raki o te roto. He tūpari iki iki ārā i te ngaru. Au pikihia ki te taumata tūpakari a i henga. Āriki o tāna e ki te ana. Hoitia taku waka kā hipa e te pū wai waha o hau. Te awa i toromi a e te kuri. Kā hoki ko muri atu ki te awa i takapu whai. Kauria te moana ki o hau kāka. He huru huru kāka pau ki te papa. Kia mau munga uri whakatupuranga o kawatapu a ragi e. Hoki atu ki te roto i rotorua tīheru wai taku waka. He pātu i mokoia. Tata ati ki te papa atura. He rākau timu timu i te wai hākai puku te tamāhine. Hau rape hia ko te tāuhu ati ki o hine muti. He poropora ki i te mate kāwehe. Ka pau wāhia he kōhatu whakarāhui i a buruika. He kūrai whakapau karakia. He maunga rogi i te papa. He whakaaro pai ki ngā tāngata katoa. He whenua taunaha. Nānā mō ngā uri o te wā. Nānā ko ngā rōpū whakahaere tīkanga nei. Te kauni hera me te aroa. He kōkō ia. He ala e. Nō rere te kauni hera rohe. Oro turua. Anei he whakarāpopoto. Ki ngā whenua. Ki ngā maunga whakahi. Ki ngā wā, ki ngā loto, ki ngā māta pula i te wai, e rere tu ana, e rere atu ana i ngā loto, o tēnei rohe, o te aroa. E te mōhe o koutou, ko te iwi take take, takata whenua rānei, ko te iwi Māori. Ke te mōhe o koutou, te haina tango o te tiriti o Waitangi. Mēnā e ori te ana, nā hua tangatoa, karakau tātou e roho atu nei i tēnei rā. Kei te mōhio koutou anō hoki, i roto i te ture, ko te reo Māori, ori te ana ki te reo Ingarangi, i runga i tēnei whenua o te aro. Nō reira koe nei te take, i hare au ki te tautoko, kia tūholo ai, tēnei kaunihera, ki te wako o te aroa, he hai, hei tauira mō ngā kaunihera huri no tomoti, anei te tuatahi o tēnei o ngā tauira. E noho atu nei tātou, i runga te whakaolo kotahi, te whakahaere, ngā mahi o te kaunihera i tēnei rohe oro. Oro turua, kia ora tātou katoa.
Thank you, Ken. And now, thank you. There is time for questions, if anybody has a question. Councillor Gould.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Dr. Ken Kennedy, for your presentation today. You talk about joining of Te Arawa and the council, and you'll talk about all generations in the future in your speech today. Would Mary Wards be of some help to join the council and Te Arawa together?
O ki oke nei whakaro. Tērā pēr muri au ki te reo tūrua, ki te pai tēnā. I don't know, I think, you know, I can speak your fellow's language. I think, you know, rather than have words, what I was saying in my kōrero was, e rua ngā rōpū tīkanga whakahaere. I didn't go to any consultation week because I was busy doing other stuff around the country. And so I never attended any that Arapeta and company went around Torohe. But I look at it this way. I did say that we are tangata whenua of the land. Therefore, we should have a right on any governance body, no matter where. And isn't this a prime example to have two Rōpū whakahaere, Te Kaunihira and Te Puari o Te Arawa, which is in the model? I don't believe that the Te Arawa board should be outside. They should be at the governance level, equally in line with Te Kaunihira. We have an expert on your staff, our own Kaumātua o Te Arawa, Mauri Orakingi. Koia Te Pau Takawainga. He is the Pau between the council and Te Arawa. We don't have to look for anybody. You got the expert here amongst you. So what I'm saying is, carry on at the mahi what you're doing. We just put these things in place where Te Arawa can sit around the table and support your decision-making. Kia ora.
You have a quick question, Charles. Time is nearly up.
Thank you, Ken. Always good to see you. Ken, your experience at Wairiki and the involvement of Te Arawa on the governance structure there, has that been a fulfilling experience for all people who go to Wairiki?
Kia ora, Charles, for that pātai. Fantastic. That institute is miles ahead of every institute in the country in terms of being bilingual. It's about, I want to acknowledge the Kaumātua Te Hiko Watarangi Hueba, also want to acknowledge Arapeta Tahan, who was chief executive at that time. It was hard work for them to run that model past people who are non-Māori. They couldn't understand where we were coming from. I've sat up there for 23 years and filling the shoes of Dr. Hiko Watarangi Hueba, and all the institutes in the country admire the work that Wairiki does there in relationship to the local iwi. But up there it's different. We have three iwi, which represent the Rohe o Te Wairiki, three kenus, Mātātua, Te Arawa and Tainui. They all came on board, all the kaumātua of the three kenus. Fantastic. We should look at that model. Kia ora.
Thank you, Dr. Kennedy. That's the end of your time. And now if I ask Rick Tame, submission 73, for us, page 35. Good afternoon.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou koutou. Ko tēnei e tōku Pepeha, ko Taranaki te Mauna, ko Waihawakaiho te Awa, ko Te Tai Rehua te Moana, ko Whitiroa te Marae, ko Namutu te Hapu, ko Ngāti Tūmatoenga te Iwi. Nō reira. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Good afternoon, Your Worship, Mayor Steve.
Good afternoon,
councillors. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Thame, sometime soldier, sometime businessman in this city, and now mostly retired here in Rotorua City as a citizen. Firstly, I wish to acknowledge Te Arawa as tangata whenua. I'm sorry. Yep. Sorry. Right, thanks. Not used to speaking sitting down. Okay. Firstly, I wish to acknowledge Te Arawa as tangata whenua, as protector of our district lands, and benefactor to the city of ours. Secondly, I wish to record my view that option 2 is not the way forward. This nation is predicated on a set of values for which our forefathers, be they Maori or Pākehā, fought and too often died. Those values are centred on democratic processes which have stood the test of time. The notion of two votes for some and one vote for others is abhorrent and untenable in our national psyche. My grandfather fought for the principles of democracy in World War I. My father fought for those same principles in World War II. And I fought for those very principles in my war, Vietnam. To surrender those principles of freedom and democracy would dishonour the memory of my forebears and sully the remembrance of all who have sacrificed life and limb in protecting our way of life. Thank you for the opportunity to share my view. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā tātou katoa. Thank you.
Stay seated, Rick. There may be some questions. You are very quick. That's it. Certainly. Are there any questions? Yes, Councillor Maxwell.
Kia ora, Rick.
Kia ora.
I just noticed on your submission there that you disagree that unelected members of the community should be granted voting rights on council committees. Are you aware we already have that now in our Audit and Risk Committee, unelected people on there, Tourism Committee, unelected? I support that personally. So we have it now, and here's another opportunity to go in a similar direction.
I believe that the committees proposed under option two are committees of greater moment than those committees that already have other members of the community on with voting rights. That is my view. Thank you, Trevor.
Councillor Gould.
Thank you, Rick, for your submission this morning. Do you think there's another option way forward to, the committee, the city at the moment is divided between the two proposals, between the proposal of the Tiarua committee, either for or against. Do you think there's a way forward for Tiarua and forward for the people of Rotorua?
It is my absolute belief that Tiarua must be part of this council. They must have a way forward with this council. Of that, I am certain. But I don't think, I don't believe that one group having two votes and another only having one, and effectively that's what it is, they get to vote. Tiarua gets to vote in the general election, and then it gets to vote within Tiarua, right? And that is tantamount to two votes, in my view, and I don't believe that's tenable.
The two votes, we don't quite get it in terms of local government.
Right, well, in the local government elections, everybody has a vote of equal power. Now we're going to introduce, or the option two proposes to introduce, another level of voting or selection or choice, call it what you like, within Tiarua to find another level of entry into council. I believe that we all stand as individuals when it comes to voting. Nobody should vote for us. We should do our own voting, and I offer up example of Trevor and Tanya and Maddie Pecker. I assume their voting, the bulk of their voting, probably came from Tiarua. I may well be wrong, but I would assume that's where it came from. I mean, it just seems to me if Tiarua got together, we could have
If Te Arawa is 40% of our population, I don't understand why Te Arawa doesn't have 40% of our council seats. That's my point.
I do get where you're coming from. You've acknowledged Te Arawa as tangata whenua. And then in that treaty relationship.
Absolutely.
How do we get that represented on the way we do things in council? Because you're clearly seeing they're not just a special interest group, that they have a special place. How do we get that better represented in the way we do the workings of council?
Well, with 40% representation, would that not be fair? I mean, I imagine there's another 20% of other Rotorua citizens from the multicultural side of Rotorua. I imagine there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, we should all be working together.
Thank you, Rick. Are there any other questions? Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Rick, have you got a view on Maori wards?
No, not really. I was just trying to think about... think on my feet here. I would imagine that Maori wards would cover... can I use the term tribal lands here? Maori lands and those sorts of things. I think that would be another way forward, yes. I do. They need to be represented.
Yep. Thank you, Rick. And it's not too hard coming before us, is it? And thank you for your presentation. And now I ask Mark Copeland. I saw Mark sitting in the front. For councillors, this is submission 1870, page 269. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, thank you, Madam Mayor and councillors. I apologise for the brevity of my written submission, which was done in a hurry, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this morning. I want to make a slightly different point, perhaps, than I've heard today, and I hope others may have made the same, that as a longer-term resident of Rotorua, I acknowledge Te Arawa's special position in Rotorua, tangata whenua, but more than that, they're integral. They, when I say they, that's not the right term. These people are what form Rotorua in many ways, and we live in a special community. Special, perhaps more special than any other New Zealand community, certainly that I've experienced, and you see that when you go to things like the Dawn Parade, and other events where, you know, the reality is we gather around graves of men from the Maori Battalion. So my point is that I'm disappointed with the options that have been put forward because in my view, and I don't want to be overly critical of the Te Arawa committee which proposed them, but I don't think that they've thought widely enough. I would like to see in this town a true partnership developed between council and Te Arawa that does meet the requirements of the Local Government and Resource Management Acts to recognise the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi and to facilitate participation by Maori in council decision-making. And I think there's a lot of ways that can be done, and I think perhaps, and I'm guessing, but I think perhaps that the Te Arawa Committee has taken advice, but it seems to me has looked at what other councils are doing, which I note is set out in the materials made public, and has sort of said, well, you know, if that's what others are doing, what could we try to do which we feel would allow us to participate in council decision-making? And I find that disappointing because I think there's other options too. We have an opportunity in Rotorua to develop a partnership model that's not just New Zealand leading but world leading in terms of how all the people of Rotorua work together in decision making with special recognition of the position of the Te Arawa people and other relevant iwi. And so disappointment is because the options are limited. I mean, some of the suggestions, for example, are a Maori appointee commissioner on Environment Court on resource consent hearings. Well, in my experience, there's I don't think I've ever been to a hearing where there hasn't been a Maori commissioner, so that's a given. And I find that very useful. So I'm saying that if it were possible, and I do understand that there's a proposal before council which the council has to consider on its merit to make a decision, but it's a shame that we're not looking at a much wider perspective. And I wonder if there might be a much wider, more tangential thinking process that could have gone on here to achieve an outcome that that we're all happy with, recognising that we're all in this together. We're all Rotorua people. We all want the best for our city, and you know, I just don't believe that what's been proposed has perhaps looked widely enough. Thank you.
You've opened up for questions. Councillor Hunt.
Thank you, Mark. So the voting rights are the sticking point for you?
Yes, so I did say that in my written submission. And just because I'm a lawyer, I mean, there are constitutional principles of democracy at stake. But, you know, to be honest, I could live with it. You know, it's to me, what I'm saying is I want to see Te Arawa have an integral part in decision-making of this council. And I don't think, you know, two votes on two committees with 13 members is really what I'm talking about.
Just a supplementary question. You speak about decision-making. These committees are for the work that council is doing going forward. They're not to redress cultural issues or land problems, or we have MOUs for that. So the validity of someone sitting there at the decision-making table, do you believe they have a greater opportunity to express the aspirations of the whole community going forward by, as you've said, having a vote and being at the table of those two specific committees?
Well, if the only opportunity to, I guess, make a difference in terms of a tangible difference is voting, then yes. But it would be better, I think, to allow for that tangible difference to occur at an earlier stage, where Te Arawa are consulted on key matters pertaining to the city, and particularly assets that they may have gifted to the city or still own.
Councillor Weber, and then Councillor Stewart.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much. I think it's afternoon now, but that's okay. Look, certainly you've come across with another view, which is very helpful with our thinking. I guess from just hearing what you're saying, and you'd like us to have a bit of a wider model and more thought out, having said that, do you think it's important for us to make a decision soon? What we've heard from Te Arawa to date is that they think that it's a start. And I guess our challenge is, do we make the decision now with what we've heard, or do we take even longer? What's your perspective on that? Well, I know you're wanting a better way.
Yeah. I mean, it's not for me to speak for Te Arawa, if that's what the submitters have been saying, then it is a start. It is a start, but, and also, you know, there's always the risk of just things dragging on and nothing ever happens, which is, you know, life. But so, yeah, I would see it as a start. Yep.
Mark, how do you react to the fear tactics and the thoughts that this was a power grab and that there's going to be a takeover, and all the conspiracy theories that have been going permeating through the community? How do you react to that?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's part of the democratic process, isn't it? I mean, everybody's entitled to take a view, and the fact that people may take a position very, you know, far right or far left is part of the process. It allows people to think, and that's good. I mean, it's crystallising the issues. Can I just say one last thing? It's not really in response to a question, but it did occur to me that I have been involved over the years with many large commercial partnerships around the world, and you know, partnership has developed a lot in the commercial world and what that means. And commercial transactions that truly operate on a well-considered, understood partnership are some of the most successful you'll ever see. And that's what I'm getting at, is that it's not about partnership as we get two votes at two committees. That's not a partnership. That's, I don't know what's the word. It's just paying lip service to what quote, is a partnership. And so I would say to those members of Te Arawa that are here today and the council that I would think much more aspirationally about what partnership means, and taking the point, as the councillor said, that it, maybe it's a start.
Thank you. Right. And thank you for your... Oh, Councillor Kent's got a question, so we'll allow that.
Thank you for your submission, Mark. How does the concept of having Maori wards fit with what you would like to see achieved?
I'm not a fan of Maori wards. I think they I'm not talking at the national level. You're talking about local level. No, it comes back to my point. I'd like to see a partnership. Yeah.
Thank you. It's at the end of your time. Thank you, Mark. And now we ask Dennis Walsh, and Dennis's 1608 submission, page 194. Good afternoon, Dennis. You're not the best till last. It's just very hard before lunch.
Good afternoon, Mayor and councillors. I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak to my submission regarding the proposed Te Arawa partnership model. Our family have lived, worked and contributed to the Rotorua community for 50 plus years, so I guess you could call me a local. As the old age-old saying goes, don't shoot the messenger. I know that after listening to so many submitters, many of you will be switched off and ready for the lunch break. I cannot remember an issue in our local community more polarising than this proposal, and it is really having a divisive impact, which is very sad to me after living in Rotorua for so long. Rotorua has always, in my view, felt like a happy, caring, bicultural community that consulted and respected each other's viewpoint and the views of neighbours and business partners. The first point I would like to make is that I feel the proposed partnership model has not been put together in a way that is fair and reasonable to all parties. And although I agree there should be consultation with Te Arawa and the Lakes District Council, as there has always been in the past, I do not feel that this proposed model put forward is the correct solution. The options given to the public of Rotorua in the statement of proposal were very limited and put in such a way that favours the standing proposal in a biased and unfair way and could lead to a legal challenge in the future if I'm a betting man. One of the reasons I object to the current proposed model, which is flawed, is, hypothetically, what is there to stop Te Arawa putting up 12 candidates at local body elections sometime in the future and getting 8 or 9 elected to council, plus the 2 appointed Te Arawa members of council? And if this happens, you have a majority control of the council, and that is not democratic and pretty scary. However, if Te Arawa put up 12 candidates for council and got 8 or 9 elected, that is democracy at its best. I also think that the proposed model is in a way an insult to the present Te Arawa members of council who have worked hard to get themselves elected wholly and solely on their merits and hard work. Another point is I find the timing ironic and worrying that the council announced the results of the legal opinion on the legality of the partnership proposal on the eve of the submissions hearing. Many submitters I have spoken to feel intimidated speaking after the council's announcement. Many feel the decision has already been made and the submission hearing a sham, which is very disturbing. I personally believe that the current council have to date achieved some good outcomes in other areas, and I feel that the current councillors can achieve more if they listen and consult with the community at large. However, if the Mayor and councillors do not heed the weight of opposition from the Rotorua ratepayers and the Rotorua community at large, then the election, next election will be the judgment day for the current council. I think I'll cut off at that point, but I'm happy to take any questions.
You've still got time, Dennis, if you wish to.
Well, you know, like maybe some of the options could be a reformatted and tweaked Te Arawa Standing Order, a referendum, start from scratch in a referendum, and three was the Maori wards that have been mentioned today, and I see in today's paper as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. We're open for questions. Councillor Bennett.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Dennis, thanks for your submission and coming along today. I really appreciate it. Would you favour Council taking some more time for a broader consensus to emerge?
Absolutely. And I think that may help with the healing, if you like, of what's happened here so far with the proposal. It's really divided the community. And I think by going back in a lot more consultation and maybe a referendum or whatever, I don't know, but that may well do a lot of healing and good. Thanks, Peter.
Any other questions? Councillor Weeper? Councillor Gould? Sorry.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Jen.
I'm just... You, amongst others, have mentioned that it's really divided the community. Do you think it really has, or do you think it's just exposed perhaps some issues that have been there for a long time?
No, I think it's really divided the community.
You think so?
I've been in business here a long time in Rotorua, and just going out socially of recent times, and, you know, it all comes back to what the council's doing, and people are just really, really divided, really upset.
Councillor Hunt.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis, and thank you for coming in. What are people most afraid of?
Well, as I said, I just don't feel, talking to people, they just don't think it's the way that it's been promulgated is fair, and the way that it's been put forward.
Dennis, could I ask on that, because you've got a view from a wider group out in the community. Do you think people understood the consultative process, that a model is received, you take an indicative model out, and then get your views? Is that understood before we then decide
how to make sense of it? That's true, but I think that the way that the model is proposed and the way it's been proposed is to many in the community just not fair,
mm-hmm.
and not democratic.
Councillor Maxwell?
What you've said there, you said the mayor and councillors divided the Rotorua community. Really, we got a hammering from the Environment Court. Were you aware of that?
I did hear bits and pieces, Councillor Maxwell. Yes, yeah, but you don't get it wrong. You don't get it right all the time, and I think there's definitely a way forward. As I said, no one's denying that Te Arawa, have got a fair bit of meat in the sandwich here, and putting it bluntly, they've got great businesses and everything, and I think it's just everyone going forward together, marching in the same direction, in a fair and equitable manner.
Yeah, thank you for your presentation today, Dennis.
Thanks, mate.
When you talk about referendums, and we're talking about the decision on the 26th of May, whatever decision the 12 councillors, one mayor make, do you think that decision should go out to the referendum so that everybody in Rotorua could vote on it?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for that. But decision is.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you for that view. Well, that is time. So thank you for coming, Dennis.
Thank you.
And we'll break and we'll reconvene at 1:05.